Hello, everybody. My name is Rune Eldred, and welcome to Nerdgasmic Goodfellas Presents the Drinking Corner. I am here right now with the co-host, Rosgriz the Boss Foss.
Hello, everybody.
And we will be joined here momentarily by it's your boy Chris as he is setting up and getting everything ready. I decided to just do introductions and a little bit of small talk while we wait on him. So today's podcast, we're going to be pitching video game adaptation movie ideas to one another, and I am going to pick the winner based off of the pitches I like best. David, Rosie Grizzy, the Bossy Fossy, how are you doing since I know you are extremely tired?
For everybody out there, I'm very tired. I just started my 2 month vacation. However, this month is also the month that I'm going to be moving. So I'm no longer going to be living in this apartment. And because of that, we have a lot of stress and, a lot of things that have to get done on top of the fact that in total this month, which today being the ninth, I will be in my house physically only about 10 of those days.
Damn.
Less than 10 technically, 'cause traveling, but yeah, it's I'm gonna be trying to pack and move and sign paperwork while not actually physically being here, because I'm going to be elsewhere doing God knows what. I have a conference at the end of the month, and when I'm finished with that, I will have 3 days to find if we're not already fully moved out, fully move out of the apartment. So
Well, sounds
I'm
like you have a lot planned. What are you going to do with the wonderful bar and like the wooden wall you got behind you and the neon sign? And are you going to take that with you to the next apartment or?
Maybe. I haven't decided yet. I might tear it down.
Damn. Quick curiosity, can you hear my cat crying behind me?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to check and make sure. My cat, to do my portion of small talk, my cat broke its hip the other day, jumping off of the ceiling and landed wrong. So it's not true what they always say that cats land on their feet. So he is in the cage that's blurred out behind me right now, and he is just meowing because he does not like being in the cage. I think my cat's claustrophobic.
Could be.
There was another. That joke, but thing I was gonna bring up about you moving and everything like that. I did do the segue if you bring in the bar and all that to let the viewers know. You could catch the vidcast version of this on the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube channel. There will be a link down in the description below for any of your podcast listening devices. You could look at there, see the URL, see the name of the channel to look up, and you can see our beautiful faces here as we still wait on It's Your Boy. So, I had a really frustrating day today that I guess I'll talk about as my portion of small talk. So, how do you feel about if like if your groceries one if the person at the register is bagging your groceries, do you expect the person to bag all your groceries?
No.
No.
And here's why. One, I do know the story you're about to tell, obviously. But I have actually had multiple instances of being there, the cashier just going, "I'm not going to bag the groceries. You need to bag the groceries." So I had to bag my own groceries. And then other instances where we had a bagger who just kind of stood there and just let our stuff sit on the thing. So we had to kind of like make sure that we grabbed all of our stuff.
So
So, go
I
ahead.
agree with you on that. I don't think they need to bag the stuff. I think if they're gonna start bagging your things, especially for the place that I'm not gonna mention the name of, but the bags are back by the cashier. So they're not up and available to us to just kind of grab a bag and start loading stuff into. So he started bagging our groceries and then kind of stopped midway through and just kind of bulked up our stuff or like grabbed it and leaned over the counter and sat it in our cart. And I'm not talking about like big things like toilet paper, paper towels. I'm talking to like a little jar of pesto sauce or the marinara sauce I had and stuff like that. Like little things that should be in a bag because it's little clutter items. Either which way, ended up leaving like $50 worth of groceries at the place because I was getting really upset at the cashier's attitude because he was giving us like a little bit of lip and he was kind of being a little jerky-ish about everything too. With like my cousin that was there with me, because they had a confrontation, and I just wanted to leave the situation because I hate confrontation, but end up leaving groceries there. To which I came back to re-pick up the groceries, to which they were like, "Well, you left them here, so you're shit out of luck. That's on you," which I could agree. I see that perspective and point of view, but I don't know. It just irks me. It rubs me the wrong way.
No.
Really pisses me off.
Totally understandable. And then I apologize to everybody who is watching the vidcast. I did disappear briefly there. I have a cut on my arm and I've been picking at it and finally decided to just try and bite the thing off.
I was wondering why you went off cam there for a second. But
It's just
yeah,
something that's been bugging me for a while. Sorry.
No, it's good. I feel the same way because I've had a hangnail on one of my fingernails for like the last couple of days. I kept snagging on everything and finally I just ripped it off.
Ooh,
But yeah,
I
no,
had this.
that's.
Oh, go ahead, and then I got a story.
Don't know. That's just my perspective on Chris, though, you know? Just the type of person he is and the way he acts sometimes. Oh, hi,
So,
Chris.
I it's speaking of hangnails. So, I had both my pinky toes have lost their toenails now. Okay, the first one. I ended up kicking the wall. Like I had walked
Like
around
stubbing your
to,
toe.
yeah, I had walked around my laundry hamper because my wife had kind of moved it into the path, and I was going into the kitchen, and I swung wide, and my the left side of my foot just went straight into the corner of the baseboard, and it killed the toe, nail, like completely black. Has not grown back yet, so. Had to have that one physically removed, and that was about a month ago.
Did it hurt to have it physically removed with it being dead or?
I mean, yeah, it still had, some sort of like feeling, and it was kind of growing, but like ripping a toenail off is a very
Oh,
not
dude.
pleasant thing.
I was like, you already know because you've seen my pinky toes. I freely rip my pinky toenail out every time it grows in,
So, my right
which sucks.
toe, because I apparently, according to my doctor, I have not been wearing the right size shoes, which nobody had told me before. It's supposed to be the reason why my toe will rotate in the shoe. The toenail on my pinky toe has apparently had managed to crack itself a little bit. And so I didn't realize it. And I was laying in bed and I moved my foot and that crack caught one of the fibers of the sheet and it ripped the toe back, the toenail back. So I was like, well, that freaking hurt. And I went out, told my wife, and she says, okay, we'll take care of it in just a minute. She says, let's just let it kind of relax for a minute. I was like, okay. So she tosses me a blanket and I put it on my legs because, I'm living in a kind of a cold area. And lo and behold, I move my foot and that toenail catches the blanket again and just rips it the rest, like all the way to where it's now very just painfully hanging. Holding on, but it is massively bleeding.
It's and Tobey Maguire on the train, just holding.
So I told my wife, like, listen, I think we need to get those tail nail clippers right now. She goes, why? And I just kind of lift up my foot, and she started gagging. She's like, that's disgusting, David. I'm like, I know. I told you I had to get it cut sooner. She goes, shut up, David. So now I don't have toenails on my pinky toes.
I have kind of the same thing. You've seen how my toenail, instead of growing outwards against the toe, it just grows straight up, like from my toe.
I have never willingly looked at your feet. Also, you Chris, I see you here. But your microphone's off. You good there, bro?
So, free content here. Yeah. My pinky toe. Well, actually, I don't have a nail right now. That's right. For all you feet fetish people, I just showed you my feet for free.
It's not free, though.
It's not free.
We're charging them their time right now.
Fair. Chris, I have no idea if you know that you're muted or not, but you're muted.
So. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, no, I kept trying to unmute it. It, like, wasn't wanting to work for me.
Weird.
So, Chris, now that you're here, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. The work was kind of long, but that's all Gucci. We're all good. Still breathing.
Well, that is good to hear. We are going to jump into the meat of the topic here as I give you guys an example of what I am looking for. So, I am going to focus on one of your guys' square as I pitch this topic idea. So, David, Mr. Rosy Grizz, the Bossy Fossy, since you're the only person I can physically see, you are going to be the head honcho at Max. Or HBO Max, whatever you want to call it.
The HBO, I think.
Well,
Max is separate. They did drop the HBO, but I'm pretty sure HBO still owns it.
Yeah, it's just they dropped the HBO part of it. So, my pitch for you guys is a...
Next.
God damn it. My Shark Tank idea was the best.
No, please continue, so, Tim.
My pitch is for a TV series that is going to span a couple of seasons, maybe three or four is what we're estimated to look at. And it's going to be a live action adaptation of the Resident Evil franchise. So we'll focus on season one for the pitch here, in which we're going to adapt the Spencer Mansion storyline from the games. We're going to be focusing on Resident Evil Zero for the first half of the season and transition into Resident Evil 1 for the second half of the season. It's going to focus on a very small knit group of characters, so we won't have to have like a huge casting expense, as it will focus on, for the first half of the season, just Rebecca Chambers, Billy Cohen, a person to play Marcus towards the mid-season, and a few cameo appearances of Albert Wesker, who will be in the second half of the season, and William Birkin, who won't fully appear till season two. So the first, I'm looking at an eight episode season. The first four episodes covering from the first one on the Elliptic Express that brings them slowly into the underground umbrella training facility, where they start learning about BOWs and some of the monstrous experiments that Umbrella has participated in is undergoing. As it transitions more into its plant production area of research, as we uncover the story behind Marcus, one of the co-founders of Umbrella, and his ultimate demise.
Mm-hmm.
The second half of the season will focus on Raccoon City's Special Police Force stars as they send in their Bravo team to search for the Alpha team, who were the people from season one, which will lead the new group of people, Jill Valentine, Chris Redfield, Barry Burton, and Albert Wesker, to the Spencer estate, as they also discover the Umbrella secrets, the monstrous BOWs like Yawn, and uncover some more kind of governmental espionage as we dive into the character of Wesker. If I were to have a fan casting or top pick for any one specific character, I would go with Anthony Starr to play as Albert Wesker for the show, as he would be a prime focus as the antagonist of the overall series. That's my pitch.
Very nice, very nice. Yes, yes.
Beautiful. But each season would essentially focus on 1 to 2 games at a time, season 1 being 0 and 1, season 2 being games 2 and 3. And then it's going to kind of blur the lines because we could have a mini season like special in between seasons 2 and 3 where it focuses on stories that take place within Raccoon City to kind of highlight some of the side stuff that's going on there, as well as focusing on maybe Code Veronica and 4 together, 5 having its own season, and slowly just continuing on from there, depending on how, you know, ratings and everything goes. Being sure. The fact that Resident Evil has in its past been a very hard title to adapt.
Hmm.
But that's my pitch.
Okay.
So that is kind of what I am looking for as we give the general idea. Now, the pitches could be for live action, animated, and movie, TV series, however you guys want to make it. My question is, David, how did you feel about my pitch?
Wait, you made a pitch?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just blabbing on for the last, like, 5 minutes.
I had zoned out there for a minute. You talk so much, man. No, it was good. It was good. I'm not entirely surprised that it was Resident Evil related.
You know I'm a huge Resident Evil fanboy.
If that's what you want to call it, sure.
I had a more in-depth thing written out because I actually did write every single actor that I'd want to portray the character. Like, sure. You went with me to see Welcome to Raccoon City.
Yeah, we did. We did watch that in Reading.
We did. The person that played Chris Redfield, Robbie Amell, Stephen Amell's brother, the guy who plays the CW's Green Arrow.
Sure. I
think he was a perfect Chris, and if I were to have that fan casting, I would have recasted it for that.
I see.
That was good.
Thank you.
Good, Tim.
So, who would you like to be the first victim?
Whoever goes first gets a point right off the bat.
Well, I'm ready.
All right, Chris.
I'm ready too, so.
Well, whoever starts talking first goes.
Okay, imagine. I come into the room. I have a bunch of useless posters. I start dropping them. I'm scrambling, and I trip over my own feet, okay? I put up the board. I have everything set up, okay? First pitch, Multiverses as a fucking TV show on Max as well. Or should it be Prime? We'll do Max.
You're making the pitch?
Yeah, you're making
the pitch.
Whoever
you think is best.
Okay, so...
Hold on. David, you're Prime. You still be HBO Max. I'll be Amazon Prime. That's how we'll judge.
Okay. So the two main characters are going to be Batman and Shaggy, and I want Batman
Next.
Voiced by Troy
nope.
Baker.
Done.
Hold on. He's cooking. Batman voiced by Troy Baker.
Okay. And I want Shaggy voiced by Matthew. What's his last name? The guy who played the live action Shaggy. Is it Matthew?
Do you know anything else he's from?
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Okay, if you could guess one more thing that he's from, I'll give you it.
Scooby-Doo 2?
I did set the bar low. Matthew Illard.
Illard, thank you. Oh my god. I was looking it up on my phone, too.
Very famous for Scream, by the way.
Oh my fucking god, he is in Scream.
He's one of the killers.
Good shit, David.
He's
one of the killers. He is.
That's a point away from you.
That's a point to David for like announcing my favorite movie franchise right there.
Wow, I completely forgot he was in the first Scream, huh? Good shit there.
He's also in 13 Ghosts.
I've never seen that.
It's a good
movie.
Don't
distract him, he's pitching.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have like the whole first season down because it did kind of happen at the last second with this one, but I would like each episode to go to a different universe, with the first being either Adventure Time, or I'd want it to be the Rick and Morty universe, and the way that it would just go, it would go down probably be like the main character, so it's probably like Rick and Morty, fucking Tom and Jerry, you know, that Iron Giant, Joker. It'd probably be like either 5 or 6 episodes long. And it would just be Batman and Shaggy just going through the multiverse and shit, trying to figure out what's going on. And the big bad guy is obviously either going to be Joker with Jason, which that sounds fucking awesome, dude. I don't care how cheesy this shit sounds. It's going to be fucking awesome, okay? And they're just going to go throughout the whole multiverse trying to clean up but it's not going to be revealed what's actually going on until the end of the show, because I'm not going to take everything from the game. I'm going to try to add my own little twist to it fucking the mask being shown at the last episode of the season as one of the main bad guys. I don't know who I would want to be the mask, but I know that would be a main.
Hold on. You're treading on thin ice, because there's only two options.
Either Jim Carrey. But,
do you know the name of the other guy at all?
Ipkiss. Stanley Ipkiss. Is that it?
That would be.
That's the character Jim Carrey's
character.
Yeah, so I'd probably want to stick with, you know, if I could just pick everyone that I want to be in the show, it would be fucking Jim Carrey, you know? But yeah, that would pretty much be the first season of that. Then my second pitch would be a Red Dead Redemption 2 movie, which I've thought about this a little bit more. I don't know if I would want the movie to start at the Blackwater heist and having that be like the beginning, or just kind of start where they usually start at, but I would want it to be at the Blackwater. And my casting choices, I would want Roger Clark to be Arthur. I don't really see anyone else being him, you know what I mean? Within the voice actor for John, what's his name? His name is not showing me it. Give me 1 second. It's Rob Leoth. Is that his last name? I don't know how to spell that. It's Rob something, but I would want the voice actor for John Marston to be in that as well. I was talking to Tim about it. I don't know. I would want the guy who voices Dutch as well to play Dutch, but he would need to lose a few pounds. You know what I mean? Because he's a little bit chubby in real life. Or we could just have a fat fucking, you know, a fat Dutch. Jack Black being, you know, uncle and fucking... I don't know who I would want to play Hosea, though. Because that would be another big cast pick, but... I'm sorry, I'm trying to find... I had a whole bunch of notes for the Red Dead Redemption one. I can't fucking find them, though, in my Google Docs.
Probably under Untitled.
Yeah, because I worked on it for like 2 hours the other night.
So look for an Untitled Google Doc that was edited yesterday or this morning.
I'm so sorry, guys. I should have been a little bit more prepared. I wasn't expecting to do this tonight.
You're all good. You're all good. So while you search for that, I'll ask some questions for a couple of bonus points here. For your multiverses pitch, we'll go through the episodic thing here. You're saying each episode would be a different universe, correct?
Yeah, so it would run through like the main people in the game.
So, with saying that Batman and Shaggy would be the main characters, in what way would the first episode start off? Would it start off in a universe where every universe looks the same? Or would it be in the animation style of, like, let's say the shows? Because let's say, for instance, like with Batman, it was the animated series Batman. Would everything look like that? So Shaggy would then be drawn in like the animated series type of style. As they go through each universe, the characters are redesigned to fit the style of each universe that they hop into. Or in what way would you visually change that?
No, probably not. I'd probably just stick to what they look like, but then have the world around them look pretty similar to that art style, but not like anyone who hops into that universe, they're gonna look the same. They're not gonna like look any different than what they usually look like.
Yeah, so kind of like the Lego movie and the aspects of when they went to different dimensions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, guys. I can't find my dock.
You're fine.
Can't find it.
You're good. You at least had ideas that you were planting.
I was. I not yesterday, but like the night before, I sat for like almost 2 hours. It was working on the Red Dead Redemption one. I don't know if I saved it. It's a bunch of good juicy stuff too. Trust me, it was good. You would have bought it.
Greatest sales pitch ever. Trust me, it's good. You'd buy it. David, we are going to transition on to you and your pitch, because I know we are a little pinched on time.
Mm-hmm. Hello, STX Entertainment. My name is Mr. Boss Foss. I came to pitch to you a movie or series. Not a movie series, a TV series that I think you would thoroughly enjoy. So going off of a very popular movie that you guys had called Hardcore Henry, which was the first-person action movie, I'm proposing a first-person TV season for the video game Outer Wilds. The first episode being you wake up on Hearth. It's late at night. My apologies. My brain on names is bad. You wake up on the planet and you go through the training. You get to explore the village that you've been living in this entire time. It's all in first person. And then, of course, the episode ends with the first cycle being completed. The first episode being about 30 to 40 minutes long, and the remaining episodes now being about 22 minutes long. 23, and then some time for the credits. For the main actor, I would like Tom Holland to be the nameless character. And every episode, so about 7-8 episodes, every episode would be a different planet, with the last two episodes being about the Visitor, which is the DLC that they had released, Echoes of the Eye. And then the very last episode being the actual conclusion of the game, where you beat the cycle and actually make it to the eye. Thank you for listening to my pitch. I am very eager to work with you guys. Thank you.
All right, I have a few questions on your pitch. Earlier you mentioned it as a movie or a series, so it would be a limited series, a one series
limited series. Yes, limited series.
All right, I like the idea of that. So explain to me the character, the nameless character that you would have Tom Holland be portraying. Is he a nameless, voiceless character, and we rely off of kind of the character's emotion to tell a story? Is there dialogue?
I would actually have dialogue, because you are able to interact with the NPCs in the game. So it would be kind of a voice acting gig for him. But also, I feel having him actually being there to be able to, or, you know, use the arm motions would also be beneficial.
So as a voice acting gig, is it going to be animated and he would be mocap to convey his expression, or would it be?
I feel that would be better. Yes, live action probably won't be able to portray everything that the game stands for.
I like that. I do think this was a good pitch.
I have another pitch for you.
Oh,
yes.
All right. I'm trying not to laugh, but I feel you setting up and watching you do the setup. Just like Chris's introduction. Chris's introduction made me laugh.
Hello, AMC. My name is Mr. Boss Foss. I am here to pitch an idea for you. You guys had your very popular series, The Walking Dead, and I would like to capitalize on that with a series based off the video game Project Zomboid. Now, we don't need to keep the same cast for every single season of the show, because as the game states, everybody is going to die. It is not a secret. The very first episode will be the tutorial mission where, you know, we're introduced to this character. You're really starting to feel for this person as they're having to do the hard choice of having to kill their family. And then they are killed at the end of the episode. And then, of course, I would like the rest of the season actually, you know, we'll be following one main character who is trying to survive in this post-apocalyptic wasteland, is fighting for, you know, resources. And then at the end of the season, depending on the ratings, kill him off. If everything's going well and the general public like him, we can keep him. But we don't have to, because there really isn't a story in the game. It's just kind of survive. Thank you.
So questions, naturally.
Of course.
So assuming by judging by audience reaction, this would be a series that gets filmed kind of on the spot and then released either weekly or bi-weekly.
I mean, we'll have the season already filmed, and then it's like the finale. By the time we get to the finale, we will have already kind of seen how people are liking it. But yeah, kind of like a weekly thing. And getting the episode, like recording the episode the week before the episode is supposed to go out. Do you have any more questions?
I wanted to give it a long draw, because honestly, I didn't see any issue with it.
Perfect. I have another pitch for you.
Well, that officially breaks the tie. Breaker with David's third pitch. So
you ready for this one?
Yes.
All right. Hello, AMC. My name is Mr. Boss Foss, and I am here to speak to you about a wonderful idea. Now, you guys had a very popular TV series called The Walking Dead. And I want to capitalize on that.
Okay,
see, there's a really good game called 7 Days to Die. And I think that you guys would absolutely love this. So, we don't have to keep the same character. We can totally kill him off if we want to. You know, based off of how the audience is reacting to the character, kill him off. We only have to make it through 7 days. And then we can have, you know, some special days where it's, oh, the horde shows up on day 3 or only 3 days later, or it's a horde every night. It's up to you guys. And then big season finale, kill off, don't kill him off. We'll see how the audience likes him. Thank you.
This oddly, very oddly, sounds like a different pitch we got recently for Project Zomboid. Do you by chance know Rozzy, the Grizzy, the Boss Fosse, who pitched the other one?
Sounds like two completely different things to me.
So guys, I actually have a second pitch, and it's
hang on, I'm not done. Uh-oh. Do you have any questions?
You.
Please go ahead and ask the questions.
So it's 7 days to die. How many episodes were you planning per season?
5.
Well, because if we follow the normal pattern, every 7 days would be the horde. I feel like an episode would probably take place, you know, every 2-3 days, because the days would kind of be a little bit boring if we were just going day to day. Ideally, I am thinking about 12 episodes total, and which means that we would be getting up to about day 28, 24, 28, around there.
So, with the shows, since the Horde comes on the 7th day, what kind of character growth and development will we see throughout each episode?
That Horde doesn't have to show up on day 7, though. It is totally possible, and in the game settings, that you can have the Horde show up every 3 days, every 5 days. Any day between 3 and 7, you can have a Horde every night. It just be, you know, if the show's dragging on and people aren't really enjoying it, we switch it up. We decide, okay, Horde every night, we're just going to kill everybody and end the season.
All right. Let me tally in some more points here.
You're hired.
Now, guys, I have another pitch, and I really want you guys to consider it. So it's for AMC.
I'm not done.
Jesus Christ. Okay. What more do you have?
I have another pitch.
Can I do my pitch real quick for the bit?
No. Hang on. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Okay. Let me do the pitch. Hello, AMC. My name is Mr. Boss Foss, and you guys had this amazing show called Walking Dead, and I want to capitalize on it. See, there's this amazing video game franchise called Telltale's The Walking Dead.
Motherfucker! That was the pitch I was gonna do, motherfucker.
No, I kind of figured that was gonna be it, so I was on a roll. No, my actual pitch was gonna be for a movie to HBO. HBO, you need to make a Call of Duty zombies story. not like a season. No. A movie. Start to finish. Thank you.
So I don't know if you've actually seen this movie or not, but it's by J.J. Abrams. I think it's J.J. Abrams. Fuck, now I'm questioning it. It's called Overlord, and it has Kurt Russell's son in it. Let me look. Overlord. It was a 2018 film. He made it.
He took my joke away.
Bro, you got like 6 points for your joke by itself.
I have another pitch for you.
Oh my god, what's your pitch? What's your pitch?
I actually don't. I was fucking with you on that one. Truthfully, I only had the two, but the second pitch, I couldn't decide between 7 Days to Die and Project Zomboid.
Well, you worked it perfectly into your thing. Chris, do you have any other...
Listen, I got a pitch for you, okay? I'm going to steal from David real quick. Hello, my name is It's Your Boy Chris. Hi, CW. I have a perfect TV show for you guys. Raid Shadow Legends. This podcast is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
This podcast is not brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. But if they want to pay us, we'll be more than happy to take the money.
Oh, trust me, man. My favorite character is the first one. It's awesome.
What's the first starting character?
Some guy. I don't know. So, never played the game before, but I see it. You know, it looks awesome, dude. You know, we don't even need to play the game. Just look at these amazing pictures. Just take a look at all of these. You know, we can make some really shitty fucking content with this. It'd be amazing. You know how usually most of your shows are pretty booty? This one's going to be, like, especially booty. They're going to be making, like, TikTok edits of it and everything. It's going to be terrible. Terrible acting. You know, I want, like, the worst of the worst on this. I want the janitor right down the hallway to be writing this. It's going to be awesome.
I don't think we'll ever get sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends now.
Not with that one. Okay, Tim. I want you to tell me. Should I go with A or should I go with B?
I'm gonna give you an introspective right now. The points, one of you is ahead by one.
What the fuck?
Okay. I have a pitch for you.
Swear to God.
I'm gonna face this way though. Hello, Sony. My name is Mr. Boss Boss, and I would like to pitch an idea to you. I'm talking about an amazing opportunity. An opportunity that your competitor has not capitalized on yet. I'm talking about a Halo TV series that is good. I'm talking, damn, we keep the helmet on because we know that everybody wants that helmet on. We don't need the whole love plot between Cortana and Master Chief. We just need Master Chief going in there and kicking some ass. Thank you.
Oh, God. I don't know what got me worse was Sony. We need to pitch an idea that your competitor has never done. We need to make a Halo TV series.
That is actually good, though. That's what he said.
And I don't know if the part that got me was the Halo series, or if it was that was actually good at the end. Split decision. I am actually a fan of the TV series on Paramount.
Wonderful. I have another pitch for you.
Oh, fuck. Why did this idea bite me in the ass? What's your idea?
Hello, Blumhouse. I'm Boss Foss. Huh?
I'm drawn in already.
I'm Mr. Boss Foss, and I have an amazing idea for you.
Hold on, I need to sit like Jason Blum would.
I'm talking a gory, gory movie franchise. Maybe a TV series, depending. Probably just movie. Gears of War. All right. And then Marcus Fenix, we got the perfect person already. Jack Black.
Oh, you ruined it there.
No, of course not. Of course I'm kidding. I just can't remember his name right now.
It's almost like he's the animal.
He's a wrestler.
It's almost like he's the animal.
It's a wrestler?
Yeah, it's the
almost
dude.
It's almost like he got himself put into the game and revoiced every line for Gears of War 5.
I know.
It's like he was in the Riddick or Dune or Blade Runner.
He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's almost like he was Drax the Destroyer.
I know. And his name is escaping me right now, and it's killing me, and I'm so sorry.
If you can think of his name in the next couple of seconds, I will give you the point for that. You have 10, 9.
See, the name that's popping in my head is not him, but
if
it's
you
just
guess,
as funny.
If you could guess his wrestler name or his first name, I'll give it to you. I hear you typing on your fucking keyboard. I heard the click.
I literally just pursed my lips.
No. Davey, my boy.
See, I was wanting to say Randy Orton, but I know that's wrong.
I mean, I would
because
still...
it's Dave Bautista.
It is Dave Bautista.
Yeah. I wasn't typing on my keyboard, by the way. I was typing on my phone.
Oh.
But obviously, you know, that one's a given. Dave Bautista, Marcus Fenix, it's a given.
What are the other characters' names?
Well, we got Coltrane. You can't forget about him. You can't forget about Bird. Bird. Anya. David's digging himself a grave right now because he's never actually played the Gears of War series, except for like one. You have Marcus Fenix's son, which was Sergeant Fenix.
Okay, I'm gonna let you dig yourself out of your grave there.
No. I'm talking though. It's going to be great. And gory. Really gory.
So, what about the Netflix adaptation that they're already doing? What's your response to that?
Fake news.
We do it first and we do it live.
We do it live. We do it. We'll actually
do it live.
We'll actually chainsaw people in suits.
I'm talking live studio audience. And the locusts are real. Get some actual bugs, some radiation. See, I'm taking your idea and I'm twisting it and manipulating it and just letting whatever comes to my mind, my sleep deprived 2 o'clock in the morning mind.
You're just word vomiting at this point.
Yeah. I told you I only had the 3 pitches, but if it seems funny, I'm pitching it as I'm sitting here.
All right, Chris, to save us from David's word vomits, do you have any other final pitch before I conclude today's beautifully hilarious episode?
I want a fucking goat simulator movie. I mean, to be completely honest with you, I mean, I think that'd be fucking funny as shit, played by the goat.
CW.
Of course. It has to be CW.
Okay. I'm going to end my aneurysm here. Without question, today's winner is Rozzy the Grizzy, the Bossy Fossy, because he made me laugh and choke on a pot pie.
No, seriously, dude, that was really good, David. That was fucking so cool.
If I gotta say, if I gotta give you any congratulations right now, I feel like this was like your best podcast episode.
Was not my best.
You were fucking hilarious today. I loved it.
I'd love to serve.
I loved it.
And sexy doing it.
You damn well earned today's victory. So give a victory speech. Pitch your victory speech. To pause this real quick. You guys need to be watching the vidcast version because you won't understand why we're laughing because of the silence in the room. But he physically is turning himself to just look at the camera to do a bit. He does the kind of that rock eyebrow raises. He turns like newscaster style into his pitch. So victory speech.
He's looking good doing it, man. It's looking really, you know.
Let's hit meaty that.
Looking.
Sorry, my foot got stuck on a cable.
Oh God! Hopefully it's not the toe.
It was my toe that got caught. It really was, unfortunately. Okay. Hello, audience. I am Mr. Boss Foss, and I'm here to pitch to you an amazing idea. It's called. Please like, subscribe, comment, give us some ideas, man. Please. I am generally honored to be able to be here as the winner, and I hope that you at home also agree that I was the winner. I truthfully was not super prepared for today. I was totally only sitting at my computer since 11 o'clock or 11 p.m. waiting for everybody. So had they not taken so long to actually get to the podcast and get home, I would probably not have actually won, unfortunately. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, please come to the YouTube video, see our beautiful faces. Well, two out of the three of our beautiful faces. Chris doesn't have his camera on ever.
He doesn't have a face. And for a small donation of $10.99 per person, we can afford the reconstructive surgery to give Itsu Boy the face he's always been.
Joking aside, and this is something that I wish we didn't have to do, we actually do have a GoFundMe in the description of the YouTube video. I don't know if Rune is putting it in the description of everything else. He's nodding his head a lot. I have a GoFundMe to pay for me to get a computer, like a actual good computer, not my laptop that's currently not able to be unplugged because my battery is swollen and my computer doesn't recognize the battery anymore. And this computer is going to help me actually be able to edit videos. I'm hoping to use it to get into learning audio engineering and being able to actually make some music or, you know, things, make some things. Being able to use the computer to edit Rune's videos, so that way it's actually enjoyable and not just sitting at an hour long, because we all know that he doesn't have time to actually edit his videos. And then hopefully with the editing and some sound effects and things, we can actually get through one of his videos for the first time ever. Thank you.
As host of this episode, I hereby redact my statement of David winning. Fucking attack me in your victory speech. Damn, that was beautiful. No more fighting words. I'm coming for you in your own episode. But again, thank you guys so much for watching, viewing, listening, whatever you are doing to get our content. Hopefully we'll see you guys next week. There is definitely going to need to be a discussion on what's going to happen now, because I just had a really big oh no moment. And yeah, so we're going to figure some shit out. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we look forward to having you guys back for the next episode of the Drinking Corner. If you guys are watching the vidcast version, make sure to click the in-screen annotations, as we'll have other episodes and playlists that involve us down below, like Outlast Trials. Come check us do that out. Check out our other podcast.
Hey, yeah. We're playing that, aren't we?
We are.
We are playing.
They actually have another event out that Chris and I did a little test. We'll talk about that later, though. Check out our other podcast, R&R. It's on the Rune Eldred YouTube channel. It was me and Mr. Retro and then a bunch of Rooney Tube bits. And now it's me and Rosie Grizzy the Bossy Fossy. So, yeah. That nickname's going to stick with me. I will fight you, too. That will be the next YouTube video. Just us. Like, boxing. YouTube creator clash. At home. In a ring. That's made of old mattresses. Let's do it.
I'll throw you on the couch and break the couch again.
Fuck you. Okay. Oh, things are getting too real. One last laugh. We appreciate you guys for watching. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.